This is Keeping the Faith, a weekly discussion about issues of faith, spirituality, religion, and ethics. Now here's your host, Steve Shoemaker.
Good evening and welcome to listening to Keep the Faith today. My name is Becca Nieto. Steve Shoemaker is unable to be with us today, so he has asked me to fill in and I gladly agreed. Our guest today is Jeff Tresk, who is the Associate Pastor for Mercy and Justice of the New Covenant Christian Fellowship Church in Champaign. Jeff is here today to talk to us about the Champaign County Christian Health Center. And so I'd like to welcome you, Jeff, to the show today.
Thank you.
Before we get started talking about the Champaign County Christian Health Center, maybe if you want to kind of give us your background and how you got involved in this particular field.
Well, my background, I guess, started in 1993 when I came to University of Illinois and majored in healthcare policy and administration in the community health department. I've been here ever since then, working towards different degrees. I've gotten a master's in education administration. I've done some work in my doctoral work in the community health department in community health. And along the way, I was introduced to the idea of being on staff with New Covenant Fellowship to be their Mercy and Justice pastor due to years of community service work that I've been involved in over the years. And I've also been involved with campus ministry, too. So I've kind of been in that field for a while as well. So it just seemed to be a good match at the time. And I've been there for 3 years and enjoying it quite a bit.
Great. To get started, maybe if you want to explain what the Champaign County Christian Health Center is.
Well, basically, it's a group of people who have a concern for the health care for bills in Champaign County. There's lots of problems with it right now, as many of you know, throughout the country, and Champaign County is no exception. So basically, we just organized a health center, got incorporated to try to meet the health care needs of those who need it, particularly those who are uninsured and those who are falling through the cracks right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you only serve Christians or... Or who do you serve?
No, the clinic is open to everybody, free of charge. The fact that we're Christian is just more of our purpose and our mission of who we are and to let people know that it is Christ that brings them health care. We're basically trying to emulate and model after Christ as he healed people along with bringing the gospel message. So that's basically what we're doing and is open to everybody who wants to get free health care.
Now, where is the Christian Health Center?
That's actually a tricky question. We have an office at the Salt and Light Ministry over in 1512 Anthony Drive. However, our actual place where we'd be delivering care will be mobile because we plan to use the Carl Mobile Clinic if everything, final details get worked out there, where we'll be in four different locations. We're going to be at First United Methodist Church in Rantoul. We're going to be at Restoration Urban Ministries in Champaign, Salem Baptist Church in Champaign, and final details getting worked out, but it looks like we may be at Urbana Assembly of God over in Urbana. And the idea is to bring the health care to people, especially those who may lack access due to lack of transportation or things of that nature. So the mobile clinic will be used for primary and urgent care needs, as we'll use, and then we'll use the different facilities of churches for other aspects and services that we'll provide.
Oh, okay. And so is part of this health center, so the individuals come to be served health-wise, will they receive information or materials about Christian faiths? How will that be incorporated?
Primarily, the process works is that, well, first of all, we want to make sure everyone is treated like they're worth their weight in gold and make sure they feel special when they come in. Many times, those who need these types of services don't receive really good care for different aspects of life. So, first of all, we just want to set a tone that we're really going to treat everybody special like they're President of the United States. from there, they... going to be waiting in the waiting area before they get their visit, and we're going to have people to just kind of talk with them, get a rapport going, make them feel at home. We're going to have child care available, so we'll be able to take care of the children while they're there. And then they eventually will see their physician that will be stationed at the mobile clinic. But then the spiritual part primarily comes in after the visit with the physician during the discharge process. The discharge process includes certain logistical things like making sure they understand their medication, you know, dosage and things of that nature, but also seeing what other needs they may have, whether it be in housing, education, so on and so forth. And we offer prayer for them as well. Everything is completely optional. And we just pray with them. And if they will like follow up from one of the local churches, we'll do that too. Mm-hmm. We'll provide information from the local churches as well. So different ways like that want to incorporate the spirituality component.
How was the need for this health center established?
Well, again, it starts nationally as there's a great need for healthcare in general. Mm-hmm. Here locally, we have lots of different issues in terms of people falling through the cracks, and it's no real fault to any provider or anything like that, whether it be Carl Pavina or Francis Nelson. It's just a hard system to work in, mm-hmm. And therefore, there's just lots of people who don't have access. So we're just trying to basically just put our piece of the puzzle into the mix there.
Now, you say we. Who else is working on this? And you know, is this health center affiliated with any religious or health institution?
Well, we don't have any particular denomination that controls the health mm-hmm. center anywhere. But we have many, many different individuals from many, many different churches involved. Mm-hmm. Right from the very beginning of planning stages, a little over a year ago, we've had people from many different backgrounds, whether it be racial, cultural, professional, economic, educational, professional, everything you can imagine in terms of diversity. People all felt a need for this to take place. And we just started gathering people together to brainstorm, to start coordinating and to get things organized. And from there, just kind of grew. Mm-hmm. We haven't really publicly organized anything yet in terms of publicity. This mm-hmm. is actually probably one of our first outward publicity things now. But we're just, by word of mouth, many, many different people. I think over 120 are involved in some way or another on our email list who are involved in some way or another right now. We have approximately 30 people who come to monthly what we call advisory council meetings, mm-hmm. where they receive updates about what's going on, and they also get a chance to sign up to volunteer and things of that nature. And then we also have a core team of people who are a group of about 12 individuals that do all the nuts and bolts work of the organization right now until we hire a full-time director. And then finally, we have a board of directors, which is our governing board,
sure.
and they consist of 9 individuals in the area. Also diverse and in many different backgrounds and such, and they meet quarterly. So we have those different structures taking place right now. And again, I will say at least 25 different churches are represented and the people that are involved, and pretty much every aspect of healthcare in this county is connected in some way as well.
Now, is this in place yet? When do you expect it to be in place and begin servicing?
We plan to start some screening events this summer. As a matter of fact, our first one is this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be held at the Mount Olive Baptist Church from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And where is that?
It's 808 West Bradley in Urbana.
Okay.
And actually, this particular event is focused on African-American males and prostate cancer.
Oh, okay.
We're working with Professor Reginald Alston from the Community Health Department at the University of Illinois. He, for the last 6 years now, has been conducting informational panels about prostate cancer, and he goes to different African-American churches to give information about what the prostate cancer, and then after the panel, they actually conduct the screenings.
Oh, okay.
So this year, we're working in conjunction with him in this project, and Champaign County Champaign County Christian Health Center is going to actually do the screenings, and we're going to have nurses there. We're going to have people to do the testing and be able to get the results for individuals that take the test.
Are these specialty topics / target audiences going to be common with the health center?
Yeah, we're going to get a feel from the community what are both the perceived needs and actual needs. We want to mm-hmm. make sure we're in touch with what people feel that they need, but also have statistics and know what's available, know what problems exist in the county as well. So it will be some specialization in that. But we're also going to be pretty diverse in what we provide to working with the Public Health Department and other entities in terms of whether it be diabetes, blood sugar checks, or things like cholesterol screenings,
mm-hmm.
Many different levels of screenings and immunizations and things like that. So we're going to be pretty diverse in what we provide, but we are going to be research-based and focus in on what the needs are in the community.
Now, you mentioned before this services was free. It really is free of charge to, mm-hmm. Is there a suggested donation, or is it free of charge to the patients?
Yeah, it's completely free for those who utilize any of the services. We will only offer the opportunity for people to donate just for consideration purposes. People often feel better if they have something to contribute, mm-hmm. and it doesn't necessarily have to just be monetary donation either. It could be giving up their time or other type of resources as well,
mm-hmm.
but nothing is going to be required by any means.
How in-depth are these services going to be in terms of what types of healthcare you'll be offering?
Well, we're going to start our target date to start the actual primary urgent care with the mobile clinic is September 14th. So we hope to get everything worked out by then. In that setting, any type of acute care, any type of non-emergency type of issues, we'll try to take care of on the mobile clinic. From there, the different screenings will also be offered. And again, it ranges from what kind of screenings are available there. We're going to also a lot of education, health education components as well. With populations who lack access to health care, education is a very important piece of the healthcare system. So we're going to make sure we capitalize on that as well. Again, child care services will be available. And also interpretive services is a very important aspect as well.
Sure, because with the international population, especially from Latin America and in this community. So. You'll have translators on hand.
Yes, then. We've been very intentional about that component. Again, we want to provide top quality healthcare to people, and having interpreters available is an essential component of that.
Who will staff the health center? Who will?
Our plan is by the end of the summer to hire a full-time director that would do basically take the place of the core team right now. The core team will still exist on more in an advisory status just to kind of help the director out. But the director will be ultimately responsible for the running of the organization. We hope to also get a part-time administrative assistant for the director. And then probably give a somewhat of support for a medical director, for a physician who's going to be signed off on medications and doing things like that for us.
I'd like to invite callers to ask questions or make comments by calling 1-800-222-9455 if you are outside of Champaign-Urbana, or within Champaign-Urbana, calling 333-9455. Again, with our guest, Jeff Tresk, Associate Pastor for Mercy and Justice of the New Covenant Christian Fellowship Church, speaking about the Champaign County Christian Healthcare. Okay, and so we talked about who will staff the health center, and you mentioned bringing on part-time staff. We have a question. Just a second. Caller?
Hi, this is just me. I just wanted to make a comment and ask a question. The comment is I think it's a wonderful, wonderful work. I was involved in hospice a long time ago, and so I encourage your efforts. The question is, do you think there's any progress being made? I think we ought to have pins for people with prostate cancer. We do have them for breast cancer, and I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you.
Yeah, there's actually lots of different health care issues in Champaign County, which could be somewhat surprising with the medical care that we do have access to in this county with the two major medical centers here. However, we just hope to do a little bit of everything. We are aware of all the issues in terms of breast cancer as well. Matter of fact, part of our educational component is to focus on a different health issue each month. And there's actually a particular health issue focus for nationally for each month. So I believe October is going to be the breast cancer awareness month. And we're going to do different promotional things at that time to raise awareness of it and hopefully find a way to get more women screened. And there are some programs out there that are available for some women to get screened without being charged. So we're also going to provide information about that as well.
Now, how in-depth will your services be in terms of, now, will you refer on, or do you have a particular healthcare institution to who you will refer to?
Yeah, a lot of those logistics are still being worked out. We're conducting meetings with both Carl and Pravina to try to work those kind of things out, and also Francis Nelson. We do have a little bit of that starting up in terms of work, have a specialist referral network, a similar health center down in Athens, Georgia, which is pretty similar to what we're doing. They've, over the years, 3-4 years they've been going, have developed a pretty decent size specialist referral base where they get agreements with the local healthcare providers that are willing to see a couple of different patients that we may refer to them, that they may refer to the hospital. So we hope to get something similar set up in this town as well.
So you mentioned the care center in Athens, Georgia. Are you modeled after that one? Is this where the idea came from?
No, actually, the idea is kind of a bit of a story where the idea came from. There's an organization called Christian Community Development Association. For those who may have heard of John Perkins, who's a big-time Christian community development person, him and a few others, Pastor Wayne Gordon from Lawndale, kind of pioneered this organization called Christian Community Development Association. And basically what it is an organization that networks various Christian organizations that do work with the poor in every area, healthcare just being one of many. So they do work in education and finance and homelessness, things like that. They have yearly conferences where they bring all these different organizations together once a year and hold many different workshops and large sessions to get people who work in these areas recharged, get them refocused, because it is a difficult area to work in.
Mm-hmm.
But it was there in November 2002 in Pasadena, California, that I actually went to a workshop where Bruce Miller, the director of Lawndale Christian Health Center in Chicago, mm-hmm. led the workshop. And it was there where I got the initial idea to see what it might look like to have something like that here in Champaign mm-hmm. County. Now, theirs is a $14 million facility, and they have over 200 my. Employees on the west side of Chicago. So obviously, we're not sure. looking to emulate that, but we were trying to do something similar and on a smaller scale here in Champaign County.
Well, that brings up a good question in that, what will the vehicle slash facility be like that the services will be provided out of?
Well, the Carl Mobile Clinic is actually well equipped. They're actually putting a lot of money, investing in getting it fully maintenanced and ready to go. It's actually being used quite a bit by Francis Nelson now. The public health department has a Wellness on Wheels program on Fridays mm-hmm. that they use it for. So there's lots of different things going on with it right now, and it's getting well used. And we just hope to be able to get basically, I didn't mention this earlier, but we would just want to be open one evening a week from about 5:30 to 9:30. And each location basically will be there once a month. So
mm-hmm.
We just hope to be able to use the mobile clinic for that one evening per week. And take it from there. And the mobile clinic is well equipped with all the different, everything that a regular clinic room at a hospital would have. So we can basically do everything a hospital can do except for specialty type of care.
So we'll be talking 4 nights a month, essentially.
Correct.
One at each of the different locations.
Yeah, we plan to start off small and mm-hmm. let it go from there.
Well, sure. I mean, anything's a start.
That's right.
Now, you talked about going to the people and how that's sort of the essence of this facility. Will any transportation for individuals be provided to the different facilities?
We haven't worked anything like that out at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We would love for that to happen. And hopefully that there'll be people out there be willing to volunteer their time to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have many people who are interested, who are non-medical people who want to find a way to get involved. And
mm-hmm.
that could be a great way to get for someone to get involved that can transport people to us.
How have you just begun to spread the word? You mentioned the 30 people who have been involved.
Mm-hmm.
How were those people even introduced, or how was the core brought together?
Sure. Well, last year in May, we initially talked to Wayne Matthews, who's a physician assistant that goes to New Covenant, maybe about 3 weeks after I came back from the conference. And
mm-hmm.
him and I just kind of started chatting about it. And then from there, him and I decided, why don't we get a group of people together?
Mm-hmm.
Well, initially, we said, well, maybe it'll be about 6 to 8 people. And this was mm-hmm. last year in May. Well, it turned out to be about 20 people at that first meeting.
Uh-huh.
And it all came just from word of mouth. There was
mm-hmm.
somebody here said, hey, there's some talk about getting a Christian health center going. And then next thing you know, a whole bunch of people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, it's just been kind of continuing on that in that direction. It just started off as an initiative. And then along the way, we got incorporated. Along the way, we got a name. And along the way, we got some grant money to get started. So
mm-hmm.
Things just kind of grew from word of mouth at this point. And even with that, we have a number of physicians who are ready to volunteer. We have mid-level providers, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, a lot of nurses, any medical field. I've had interest from nutritionists, from physical therapists, from personal trainers. I mean, we've pretty much had the full gamut of people who have wanted to be involved in the project. And again, those are just more of the medical areas. We also have different collaborations of people who've helped us out quite a bit. I have to mention, like, the University of Illinois Law Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
They got us through our incorporation process. They made our bylaws up for us, of course, with some of our involvement. And then they've also filed our 501c3 status as well, all for your charge. So
that's a wonderful facility that they have over
yes,
there
it is.
And getting those students good practice.
Yes, it is. We've had two great students from fall and spring semester that's worked with us, Vitas Sojournis and Emily Spear, both worked with us with that. And we look forward to continuing with them with other projects as well.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But just many different people, many different areas have been working with us. The Department of Community Health has been real helpful. We've had three interns this past semester work with us.
Oh, great.
All having to put in about 320 hours each for their practicum time.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had a community health class do different projects for the health center, very focused projects, so whether it be college student volunteering and recruitment or whether it be diabetes prevention program or education for kids. So they take on different projects and do a great job of doing research and helping us out too and while they're doing their projects. So,
Sure. So the research has come into place.
Exactly. So this is a long list of things like that that's taken place thus far.
I'd like to reintroduce our guest today. We have with us Jeff Tresk, who is the Associate Pastor for Mercy and Justice of New Covenant Christian Fellowship. He is talking about the Champaign County Christian Health Center, a wonderful facility that's coming to our community very soon. I'd like to invite all callers to ask questions or make comments. If you are outside of Champaign-Urbana, you can call 1-800-222-9455. That's 1-800-222-9455, WILL. Within Champaign-Urbana, you can call 333-WILL. That's 333-9455 to ask questions or make comments today to our guest, Jeff Tresk, talking about the Champaign County Christian Health Center. You mentioned grant money that you all were given. Where did that come from, and how was this being initially funded?
Yeah, there's also another national organization, actually, that started before CCDA, the one I mentioned previously.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Christian Community Health Fellowship. And it's really similar to CCDA. The difference is that they actually focus on Christian health centers.
Mm-hmm.
So they network all the Christian health centers in the country, and they have yearly conferences where they have workshops that help different Christian health centers, no matter what stage of the process they're in, to get them going along and to help them maintain and help them expand and things of that nature. Well, they were chosen among just a few organizations in the country to work as intermediaries for the federal government faith-based initiative to be a intermediary to give different grants to various organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And we were one of, I believe, about 25 or so organizations in the country that got initial. Some others were already existing that got money to expand, and we got money to initially start from that organization. And that's where we got initial startup money from.
That's wonderful.
And it's really a blessing. And it's really great people who work up there. They actually gave us the grant before we actually officially decided on a name for the organization.
Oh.
So it's a great group of
Talk
people.
Talk about faith.
Yeah, exactly. They live up to their name, and they helped us out quite a bit. And they also do different things. Part of the money they receive also goes towards sending people to about every 6 months. They have a conference called Nuts and Bolts Workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's another place. There's smaller conferences in Chicago where people can get more information about whether it be volunteers or how to do evaluation or you name it. They have different resources available at these conferences where you can just get, you know, basically enhance your organization. So that's fully paid for. So we get to send two people there free of charge
attend those
workshops as well.
To keep this. Now, so thus far, it's just been all volunteers in the community working
Correct.
To put this together.
Correct.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we've had an overwhelming just outpouring of people who are interested and very passionate about what we're doing. Many people know the healthcare problem in this
mm-hmm.
area. Many want to help that. But also get many providers who are looking for an opportunity to minister to people as well, to not be constrained through time or organizational constraints, to be able to just kind of sit back with their patients and just, you know, see how life is going with them.
Exactly.
So that's kind of one of the benefits we have, too.
So the doctors and the staff, and I know you have professional health care providers who will be staffing.
Mm-hmm.
How do they're just so, to me, seem so overworked and so busy already.
Mm-hmm.
How was this just something you appealed and to them for, and they just responded? Just giving of their own time, or
Well, basically, again, a lot of them look forward to the opportunity to be in an atmosphere where, and again, I don't fault any of the providers because they just have to work within a system they have to work in. But many of them are, either rushed because they have time constraints.
Yeah.
There are many different issues in terms of insurance or in terms of HMO utilization reviews,
mm-hmm.
and just a lot of paperwork and a lot of things that they won't have to deal with when mm-hmm. they volunteer with us. So in a lot of ways, it'll be kind of a sense of a breath of fresh air for many of them, just to be in an atmosphere where they don't have to worry about all those things, and they can just kind of get back to what they originally, decided to be physicians, for.
So do most of them signed up for just once a month or at this point?
We have a design that we want one physician for every 2 months. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just 1 4-hour slot every 2 months. And we actually have enough physicians already lined up to cover those. So so hopefully we'll be able to expand and be able to provide more spaces for those who may be interested in volunteering some more. But we're going to plan to have one physician and one mid-level provider stationed in the mobile clinic
mm-hmm.
while we see patients.
Now, and you mentioned child care providers will be on hand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you run into any issues there of people working with children? Do they have to be certified? Have you encountered and thought about those issues?
One of the people on the core team, Anita Skills, is our she's a professional nanny, and she's working a lot with children in many different capacities. So she's
mm-hmm.
going to be focusing on taking care of a lot of those logistics.
Oh, okay.
But it won't be anything in terms of what. Basically, people are coming there just for that time for their visit.
Mm-hmm.
So they may be there for, 2 hours total, something like that. So it won't have to be a very intense kind
mm-hmm.
of situation. And each facility has their own childcare area. So
okay.
It's basically just kind of, a place to have the kids go. But we're also going to provide education for the kids while they're there, too.
Sure.
Lots of different books and learning materials and things that they can learn about, whether it be nutritional habits or exercise and things of that nature.
That's wonderful.
We'll provide things like that too for them while they're waiting.
That's wonderful, especially with the health care issues facing children right now,
right.
Health weight-wise and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned you got this initial startup grant. How do you all anticipate maintaining the funding?
Many different ways. One of the best ways for organizations to exist is to have a diversity of funding. We're working continually to get grants. We have a great professional grant writer, Cheryl Ramirez, who's written 2 grants for us already, and she continues to plan to write grants for us. We're actually working on a grant collaboration team with different agencies in town. We have a group with Francis Nelson, Salt and Light Ministry, the Public Health Department, and a new clinic in starting Urbana, school-based clinic at Urbana High School.
Mm-hmm.
So all those different organizations are working together, and we're putting together a grant team to write grants together. Because you're in better shape by working together in these kind of situations, and we want to improve the overall system. So we all want to work together with that. But because we're a Christian-based organization, we anticipate, and we've already actually gotten pretty significant support from the church community.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that continues to grow and expand, especially when we actually get the word out about what we're doing.
Sure.
Even just with it being word of mouth and us just talking to just a few people, we've already gotten pretty good support. And we hope, just to continue to talk to churches and individuals
mm-hmm.
And draw support that way. And I just anticipate, because of the situation in Champaign County with healthcare and so many different people being passionate and concerned about this, that the more information we get out there, the more support we'll see. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think we'll be able to fulfill our budgetary needs from that.
Exactly. You mentioned this the school-based health clinic at UHS at Urbana High School. What is that?
It's a new clinic that got started through a grant that Dave Rammert from the Public Health Department, he got awarded a grant to start that up.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually one of our board members, too. And Dr. Kimberly Glow is the physician that's going to be kind of heading that up.
Mm-hmm.
And they plan on getting started this fall, if everything goes according to plan. And it's basically going to be for all the kids in the Urbana School District. And they're actually trying to get things going, like getting a dental program going, which is very important.
Oh, sure.
Different eye exams and stuff like that. And they're basically trying to improve the health status of the kids that are in Urbana School District. So I'm looking forward to working out with them. They've asked me to be on their advisory council for that. So I'm going to be involved with them and look forward to what they're going to do, too. So
mm-hmm.
basically, we're all just trying to work together to improve the health status of
mm-hmm.
people in Champaign County.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so this service will be provided to students there who either their parents don't have health insurance or they're just not getting access?
Correct.
Okay, that's wonderful. Just a reminder that you are listening to Keepin' the Faith on AM 580 WILL. This program is supported in part by the University YMCA. The Y is the oldest continuous student organization at the University of Illinois, or rather their student board is the oldest continuous student organization at the University of Illinois. Since 1873, the YMCA has been developing student leaders by providing opportunities for community service and social action. We currently have about 10 different student organizations, such as Alternative Spring Break, Students for Environmental Concerns, the Philippine Student Association, who are housed at the Y and are part of our daily mission. This week at the Y, we will be beginning Communiversity classes. We're offering such courses as ballroom dance, spring wildflower courses, Pilates, karate, Aikido, yoga, photography, and several other classes are offered at the Y as part of our Communiversity program, which is sort of an open university program. Anyone is able to join our classes. You can just stop by the Y at 1001 South Wright Street. We're at the corner of Chalmers and Wright, across from Lincoln Hall, right on campus. You can stop at our front desk to register, or you can visit our website, www.universityymca.org, to register for our Communiversity classes. The phone number for the Y is 337-1500. I'd like to thank any and all of you who have been participating in our Dump and Run collection. We've currently stopped collection for the summer. We will be collecting one day on Saturday, July 10th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We accept all items except for large appliances, large exercise equipment, broken appliances. We do not accept broken computer parts or broken appliances, but we ask that the items that you do bring in are in good working condition, including clothing. Our Dump and Run collection, again, will be Saturday, July 10th, and then again August 2nd through the 10th. And this is all for our fundraising sale, which contributes to this environmental program, our fundraising sale, which will be at the U of I Stock Pavilion August 26th to 28th, and it will be open to the public. Our host, Steve Shoemaker, of the host of this show, I'm sure will give hours once those become more finalized. Again, I'm Becca Nieto, the program director at the Y and the guest host for today. We are with Jeff Tresk, who is the associate pastor for Mercy and Justice of the New Covenant Christian Fellowship Church in Champaign. The topic that we're covering today is the Champaign County Christian Health Center, which is a new facility which will be coming to the communities. Jeff, you mentioned there's four different locations, which I'll ask you to mention again before the show is out. But before we do that, do the individuals visiting this these facilities need to have residency in Champaign County? I know that you said they'll be in Champaign, Urbana, and Rantoul. Are there any type of requirements, residency requirements?
No. We anticipate most people just come from Champaign County naturally, but we're not going to turn anybody away. So if someone makes an extra special trip to come out to see us, we definitely will see them.
Sure. how do you plan on getting the word out? This seems like quite a big undertaking. And until you have full staff in place, I wonder, are there specific areas that you're targeting? Are you using public television? Clearly, we're using public radio. Mm-hmm. Here's an opportunity. But
Basically, we're going to cover many different aspects. Nonprofit organizations get free exposure in different media capacities and outlets. So we're just going to do that initially. We're not terribly concerned about attracting people to get fee-free health care. So we anticipate there not being a problem to get for people to come there.
I would imagine you're correct there.
And thus far, we've had we've been very blessed with a lot of volunteers, too. So I'm sure as we get the word out a little bit more, we'll even get more volunteers. Probably the biggest challenge will be to find something for all the volunteers to do. So we're not terribly concerned about there. So really, our main issue is just to get the word out enough so that we can get potential donors and other interested parties involved to partner with us.
Now, I know some a feat like this often involves a lot of different organizations. You mentioned a few. Are there any other that you want to especially thank besides the U of I Law Clinic? Are there others?
We're actually, one of the nice things about what we're doing is that we've been able to unite lots of different entities in town. But Carl Foundation Hospital, Carl Clinic have been very supportive thus far. We're looking forward to working with them. Prevent a Covenant, look forward to working with them as well. They showed interest in what we're doing. Creasy Clinic has actually made a special arrangement with us in terms of our prostate cancer screening test. Normally, these tests cost at least $130, maybe $140+, but they're actually going to conduct our tests for $6 each.
Oh, my.
So they're helping us out quite a bit. One of the people that are involved in our project and our ministry works in their department of doing the different testing. So he's going to volunteer his time to conduct the testing, and they're going to lower their costs for us so we can do those at a very reduced rate. Mm-hmm. So they've been obviously involved at this point, too. Champaign County Healthcare Consumers have been supportive of what we're doing. One of their board members is one of our board members as well. We have board members from Carl on our board, employees from Carl on our board, and people involved from Pavina on our board as well. And just local churches that have been involved at this point, public health department, we're working with, don't want to duplicate anything. Don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Sure.
There's a professional writing group from the university that did a brochure for us. And also I just got word today that there's some medical students that are already volunteering at the free health clinic in Danville that want to be involved with what we're doing too. So, and then of course the Salt and Light Ministry, which gave us a great rate for our office space, that we're going to be partnering with them. They're a food and clothing distribution ministry, and we're just going to have an office there and possibly maybe have a clinic room in there as well down the line. So.
I know Salt and Light is a wonderful organization. We work with them at the Y, actually, with our Dump and Run program. Mm-hmm. This sounds like a wonderful collaboration in terms of really utilizing, especially at the university, so much of the talent that's already there, you know, and for such a good real-life purpose, a tangible result. Sometimes students don't get to see the outcome of the classroom learnings, but especially with this professional writing group and the law clinic and now with the medical school, that sounds like this is really capitalizing on that.
And our interns did a community-based survey. They got 180 surveys filled out hanging around at the barbershops and beauty salons.
Oh, wow.
To get a feel from the community about, you know, how they feel about the health center starting in and if they need the services and getting a gauge of how many of them are uninsured and things of that nature. So we'll probably be contacting the local university statistics department to help run statistical analysis for us there.
why not? That seems like a logical option. I know that there's a very large Latino population in this community. Coming from a Mexican background, I'm aware of kind of the fear barrier that that lies there with individuals being kind of hesitant of the medical community.
Certainly.
and intimidated. Are you working with any specific organizations that to address that and to kind of draw that population in?
Yes, and I'm sorry, but I cannot remember the name of the
Latino
group.
Partnership Committee.
There's a group in Rantoul. I know there's a ministry in Rantoul that helps Spanish speakers learn English.
Oh, okay.
And there's Nelson Nueves, I'm pretty sure that's his name. Mm-hmm. He came to one of our meetings and he's going to help us out and be involved and help serve through interpretation, but also just kind of coordinating things up in Rantoul with also Sister Paulita Felipe, who also works with the populations up there too. But we're going to be continually to find other organizations to work with in the Latino population. We have a wonderful board member, Alejandro Coronel, who has lots of ties in the Latino population, who works at PACE right now. So we're definitely going to be working along with those lines.
Exactly. What other types of information will you provide to these individuals about will the information that they provide be provided upon their exit interview or sort of their exit processing include informational service or information about local services, or will it be more generalized?
Yeah, a lot of what we'll do in the discharge process will involve case management type of services, mm-hmm. of where we'll find out what their other needs are besides health care, and we'll help match up their needs with the different organizations in town. Fortunately, Champaign County has quite a number of very good organizations that do a lot of good work for people. So we just hope to get people plugged in. A lot of the problem is usually that people don't know about what's available mm-hmm. to them. So we hope to get that established there.
And so will information be provided in multiple languages possibly?
Oh, definitely. Okay. Definitely. Everything we're going to do is going to be both in Spanish and English.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I'd like to reintroduce our guest for today. We have with us Jeff Trusk, who is the Associate Pastor for Mercy and Justice of the New Covenant Christian Fellowship. He's talking with us today about the Champaign County Christian Health Center. And I'd like to invite callers to ask questions or make comments. Our phone number, if you are out of Champaign-Urbana, is 1-800-222-WILL. That is 1-800-222-9455. Within Champaign-Urbana, it is 333-9455, and that is 333-9455-WILL. Getting back to our topic for today, you said you'll be having your offices over at Salt and Light. How soon do you anticipate getting your full-time staff and your part-time staff on board?
A lot of it depends on working out the final logistical details. Once we mm-hmm. do that, we're going to start the marketing advertising campaign, mm-hmm. get awareness up. And then from there, just be a matter of seeing how well the finances come in from now till probably the end of the summer. So hopefully if things go according to plan, we'll have that in place by the end of the summer. If not, I wouldn't anticipate it being too much longer than that, sometime during the fall.
Mm-hmm. We have a caller. Yes? A caller? Are you there? Do we have the caller there? No, apparently we've lost the caller. Okay, and now, will you be offering services to both children and adults? What about any types of obstetrics or those types of services?
Yeah, we'll be primarily focusing on adults because there's actually programs in place in the state that most kids could be covered under care. One of the things I want to emphasize is that we're basically going to focus in on targeting those who can't pay right mm-hmm. now, whether it be the working poor or those who right now end up draining the system just because they don't have the means to pay for the health care. Again, no fault of their own.
Just exactly.
The cost is just too high. But we want to make sure that we refer people who can pay to Francis Nelson and other providers.
Okay. We do have the caller now. Question?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, great. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the program from the beginning, but I was wondering whether there is a distinction between the program that you're talking about starting and what's provided at Francis Nelson, and whether or not there's going to be some kind of difficult competition between the organizations. I am a consumer at Francis Nelson Healthcare, and they're really, really helpful, and I know that they're struggling financially, so I just wondered if this was going to be a drain on the existing resources for that clinic. And I'll hang up so that I can hear your response.
Thank you.
Yeah, and actually, that's just what I started to touch on. We're actually going to only be helping Francis Nelson. Again, we're going to target and focus on individuals who have to go to Francis Nelson who can't pay, which actually is a decent number of people that go there. And we're going to refer those who can pay, whether it be Medicaid or some other form of payment, to Francis Nelson to help with their revenue. And also, we've been in touch with Francis Nelson throughout the process. And again, they're part of our grant collaboration team where we're trying mm-hmm. to write grants together. So in no way will we be competitive. We're also only going to be open once a week in the evenings, where Francis Nelson is normally not open and available. So we're basically going to work in conjunction and complement what they do and in no way compete. And frankly, there are so many people out there who need health care. There's no sense of competition. There's actually a waiting list of over a few hundred people right now waiting for services from Francis Nelson. And again, it's just because the system is just overwhelmed right now and there's not enough services for people out there. Mm-hmm. So in no way, shape, or form are we working against them. We're only going to be helping.
That's wonderful. So I assume someone then from their team is on the collaboration committee.
Correct. Yes, Andrew Goldberg, who runs the – Robert Dunn is director, but Andrew Goldberg is a person who kind of runs things in Champaign.
Oh, okay. Well, what other type of information is there about the program that you think people would be interested in knowing or about the center?
Sure. Well, we have monthly meetings called the Advisory Council that I mentioned earlier where people can come. Anybody can come to those meetings where they basically can receive updated information about what's taking place, what's going on. It's also an opportunity for them to get involved, to lend their expertise and to add to the mix. Lately, what we're doing in the last set of meetings is actually doing a conjunction of those with volunteer orientation sessions. So we spend the first half an hour eating. We feed people often.
Oh.
And then after the first half an hour, we're giving updates and eating. Those who are wanting to volunteer with the organization, we do a volunteer orientation where we go through all the different parts of the organization and they fill out the application and things of that nature. The next two of those that we have coming up are June 24th and June 29th. Mm-hmm. The 24th is on a Thursday at 6:30 at New Covenant Fellowship, which is located at 124 West White Street in Champaign. And we're going to have one the following Tuesday, June 29th at 6:30 as well, same location. And again, anybody is more than welcome to join us. If they can't attend those, we have those meetings once a month at least. Our July one is, I believe, July 22nd, and we go every month from there. And they can always email the organization. We have an email account set up. CCCHC2003@yahoo.com. So anybody who's interested can email the email location and we can reply and answer any questions they may have and go from there. If they wanted to mail anything to us, they can mail questions or anything else to P.O. Box 1400 in Champaign, Illinois, 61824-1400.
And I presume that includes donations. This as an organization,
certainly,
probably always.
Checks can be made out to CCCHC, so you don't have to write it all out.
Oh. Keep it simple. And if you could repeat again the locations of where the mobile plans to be.
Yeah, once we get started in September, locations will be Salem Baptist Church, mm-hmm. which is located at 500 East Park Street in Champaign. Restoration Urban Ministries, which is right on Mattis Avenue near Parkland.
Mm-hmm.
And then we haven't got it finalized, but Urban Assembly of God, we hope to be there at 2502 Race Street, I believe the address there, over in Urbana. And we hope to work with the Orchard Downs population, the reason why we selected that site. So it's right down the street from Orchard Downs. And then the last location is First United Methodist Church in Rantoul, which is on Century Boulevard, right in the middle of town there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you have this core group of individuals. Aside from the logistics aspect of this, is there any type of spiritual or sort of morality guidance you all are working together on to really keep the mission and purpose of this health center in focus?
Sure. One of the things we've done is in our bylaws, we've designated that a third of the board of directors be members of the New Covenant Fellowship,
mm-hmm.
Just to ensure that no matter where the organization goes, we have a Christian presence on mm-hmm. our board of directors. Excuse me. Every meeting we have is started and ended with prayer. We have devotionals at our core team meetings, at our large advisory council meetings. So everything we do is immersed in prayer. We're actually in the process of developing prayer teams, people who can pray for our patients, our clients, people who will be there at the site during the clinic times mm-hmm. that will pray for them and be with them there, but also people who can pray for organization and volunteers and staff and patients outside the clinic times as
mm-hmm.
well. So everything we do is going to be immersed in prayer and covered in prayer, and we're going to continue to work on those components. We have Doug Frank, who goes into Covenant Fellowship, focusing on developing those components of prayer and other spiritual care components. And we hope to also Vineyard Christian Fellowship is also going to help out and help train a lot of our volunteers and staff with different prayer and healing mm-hmm. information and things of that nature. So we're going to cover that many different ways, but we're also going to ensure that everything is optional to our clients, that they don't feel pressured. Part of being a faith-based funded institution, Christian is the main guidelines you have to abide by is that you can't proselytize and you can't make people's care contingent on them attending mm-hmm. religious services and things of that nature. The thing is that as Christians, you don't want to do either one of those things anyway.
Sure.
So there's really no restrictions, limitations to what we can do in terms of prayer, in terms of, providing holistic care for people. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we're at with that.
Now, we do have a Muslim and Jewish population in this community. Have you addressed that, making them feel included, what has been done in terms of that?
Well, in terms of who we see, again, we will see anyone who wants to receive free health care. And we actually welcome different people to be involved. They'll just know up front that it's a Christian-based organization. Mm-hmm. And as long as they're comfortable in that setting, we feel comfortable with them. So we're going to have particular guidelines in terms of things you can, talk about with the patients. Mm-hmm. We're obviously not going to go beyond Christianity in terms of what we say, in terms of our patient visits, things of that nature. So as long as anyone's willing to abide by the different guidelines we set up for that, we're mm-hmm. totally open to people being involved with us.
Again, I'd like to remind individuals that the guest we have with us today is Jeff Tresk, who is Associate Pastor for Mercy and Justice of the New Covenant Christian Fellowship. He's talking today about the Champaign County Christian Health Center, which is a Christian health center coming to our community. If you'd like to call in to ask questions or make comments, the number we can be reached at is 1-800-222-9455. That is outside of the Champaign-Urbana community. Within the Champaign-Urbana community, we can be reached at 333-9455. Other information that you think is relevant and important in terms of this health center, this community, and something like this taking place?
Well, one of the things we want to do is just increase overall awareness of healthcare issues. Interestingly, people often don't put their healthcare on a high enough level in terms of just their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize, though, that without your health, many other things in life won't make a difference,
Absolutely.
Whether it be your family, whether it be employment, school. If you don't have your health, those things really don't make a difference. So one of the things we really want to emphasize to people is this is how crucial and important health is, and not just for extended and quantity of life, but also quality of life. You
mm-hmm.
know? So that's one of the things we want to do.
Okay. We have a caller. Question?
Yep. Hi. I'm really impressed with your program. It sounds like it's going to be a great asset to the community. I just have a couple questions. Are you planning to provide services for undocumented citizens? And the second one is, being that you're a faith-based organization, will you be providing family planning?
Family planning.
Well, first of all, thank you. And in terms of your first question, which I forgot already.
will they be provided? Will you be providing health care to undocumented citizens?
Yes. Frankly, we won't require any particular documentation from people. We want to get basic information from individuals, but we'll see anyone who basically walk in the door. We just going to have just signs of different honor systems in terms of not having insurance. So, we're not going to do a lot of, income checks and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to see people and just go by the honor system, which is actually what other models or different health centers like us have already done and
mm-hmm.
how that's worked for them over the years. So we're kind of modeling after that. In terms of family planning, we're going to basically stick to more of the traditional Christian perspectives on that. If people want certain services that we don't plan to provide, we'll just have to let them know that we're not the place for that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll love them no matter what they want and what they want mm-hmm. to do. We'll let them know that there's certain things that we just won't provide or won't do. So.
Mm-hmm. I guess I missed this. what did you address about obstetrics and working with women who are with child?
Yeah, we're going to probably do a lot more referral in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to be kind of scattered in terms of how often we'll see people,
sure.
We're going to want people to have some type of regular visit with some provider of some sort, since chances are, especially if they're in a tool, they're probably going to be able to see us once a month at best, and that's assuming they can get the appointments, set in place there. So things like that require consistent care and coverage. We want to make sure that they have some other way of getting those things taken care of. Right.
And I know that you mentioned that prayer will be an important part of the process, the post-process. Certainly it's been part of the pre-process. Have you all done work on healing through faith and the big that's sort of been a big topic lately and the importance of the research that's been done on the importance of faith in healing.
Mm-hmm.
So have you?
Yeah, we've done our research too, and there's definitely lots of evidence to show that there is strong connections between improved health statuses and different things like prayer, church attendance and participation and things of that nature. So we know there's something to it.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be involved in what we're involved in. So
sure.
we anticipate doing more research and find out more about that to improve our delivery of services and holistic care.
Okay. Other information about the program that you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Just to know that it's a very multifaceted organization in terms mm-hmm. of different people who are involved. No one group, no one person has too little or too much power. Mm-hmm. In that sense, we're staying focused on our purpose, and that's to meet the healthcare needs of individuals for free.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, it's been a wonderful experience. I encourage people to get involved in some way or another. It's a great group of individuals who are working on this project. And I just look forward to all the great things that God has in store for us. So,
as do we all. Could you repeat the locations and times of the volunteer orientation?
Yes, it's a New Covenant Fellowship at 124 West White Street in Champaign, Illinois. The dates and times are Thursday, June 24th at 6:30. We're also going to have another on Tuesday, June 29th at 6:30. And if you need more information about those, you can email ccchc2003@yahoo.com, or you can mail us at P.O. Box 1400, Champaign, Illinois, 61824-1400.
And New Covenant is at the corner of White and Randolph, south of the Virginia Theater. So, and that's mm-hmm. over in Champaign for those of you who would like to visit. I'd like to thank all the guests and callers today, especially thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
This has been very informative, and encourage those of you who are listening and find this to be an important initiative to get involved. As Jeff mentioned, this isn't conflicting with any other current services that is being provided in our community, but something like this, a community service like this, is always in need of volunteers, assistance, financial assistance. So if you're so inclined, please do not hesitate to contact. If you have questions that haven't been answered or want further information, the University YMCA is also a source of contact. We can be reached at 337-1500. My personal email is Becca, B-E-C-C-A, at universityymca.org. Reminder that today this show has been Keeping the Faith on AM 580. This particular program is supported in part by the University YMCA. The Y is the oldest continuous student organization. The student board of the Y is the oldest continuous student organization at the University of Illinois. Since 1873, we have been developing student leaders by providing opportunities for community service and social action. This week at the Y, we will be doing our Communiversity classes. We'll be starting our summer session of Communiversity courses. We will be offering ballroom dance, Pilates, Tai Bo, homeopathy, and photography classes, and many, many others. You can access our list of classes at www.universityymca.org/communiversity, and that's communiversity. And just a thank you to all who have been contributing to our Dump and Run environmental collection, which is going to culminate in a fundraising sale at the end of August. We will be doing collection again Saturday, July 10th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then again August 2nd through the 10th at the University YMCA, which is at the corner of Wright and Chalmers on campus. And would just like to thank you all again for listening to this program. I'm Becca Nieto. I've been filling in today for Steve Shoemaker. He will be back next week with our topic, Spring Wildflowers, with guests Mark Uchansky, Lori K. Schwab, and Ellie Schwartz. And they'll be speaking about spring and summer wildflowers in the local community. Thank you again for listening.
You've been listening to Keeping the Faith, the production of WILL AM 580. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants.
Calling Lynn Cox a swimmer is like calling Muhammad Ali a tough guy. At age 14, she swam to Catalina Island from mainland California, and years later, with miles of hard swims behind her, she turned her eye to the unthinkable, the icy waters of Antarctica. I'm Tim Fleming. Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge, Tales of a Long-Distance Swimmer. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI, Public Radio International.
Tonight at 7, here on WILL Urbana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from these business partners: Illini Studio, Champaign; Illinois Graphics Incorporated, Bloomington; Lincoln Diagnostics Incorporated, Decatur; and the High School of St. Thomas More, Champaign. These business partners join the Friends of WILL in making great programs possible. Thank you.
Tonight in Champaign-Urbana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, the low in the upper 50s with southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, the high in the upper 70s with south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low in the lower 60s with west winds around 10 miles per hour. It's 6 p.m. Central Time. This American Life is next.